next in this episode of Inside Frozen 2.
So show yourself the idea for it. We knew this is the moment that Elsa finds her place in the world.
Show yourself. I'm dying to meet you.
With Into the Unknown, like, you really are like, ah, I'm going over the boundary. I'm going way over the boundary.
I'm Ginger Z, and we're back, this time with the award-winning team of Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, the songwriters for Frozen and Frozen 2. This time, they're going to give us a special, one-of-a-kind performance of the songs from the film, right here on Inside Frozen 2. Already sitting here, I feel like this is one of the most, I don't want to use magical, but it is the most magical things I've had the opportunity to do, because I feel like I'm sitting and witnessing, you know, how it all begins. And
this is the first time we get to play this for anybody, so it's pretty magical for us.
Yeah. So can we just start and pretend that Bobby's in his, boxers? And
that's how he likes to play house.
You said, which song was that? Can you play what you were playing? And then she said, wait a minute. Yeah.
Breakfast for, I think, a two-year-old and a six-year-old, or no, I guess they were a little bit older. No, they were two and six. And he played this melody just because we lived in a loft and the piano was in the kitchen. And I was like, that's Remember Me. That's the song we need to write.
That's it. It is.
Which, by the way,
you had already just kind of had this one in your well, you didn't have any pockets, but your back pocket.
I was making it up.
Yeah, you were making it up as you went. And that's, you have to, I mean, this is where the combo works, right? It's where you are hearing that, and he had been playing that, and then.
Well, what happens, because our work and our lives are so intertwined, that we're working on these puzzles. It's not just, we do have an office that we go to basically from 9 to 6, but we're working on the puzzles all the time. And they are puzzles. Music, they say, sort of interacts with, if you have a brain that likes math and puzzles, it's a form of OCD, actually, to try and put words on music. I learned this from Lynn Ahrens. She's like, it's OCD. You're trying to organize the music into meaning. Because I'll hear a melody, even if I'm getting a massage or something, I'll hear a melody that repeats over and over, and I'll start putting a phrase to it.
So jazz isn't your thing.
I love jazz.
Yeah. What was the, speaking of puzzles or most difficult, which of these songs was the most difficult to get to?
Show Yourself.
By a long shot.
Yeah?
Show Yourself was really hard.
The idea behind it, so if the first movie with Frozen, Jennifer Lee and I really wanted to expand the definition of true love beyond the idea of, oh, you just meet someone and he's your prince and you kiss him and then you find true love. So the first one was trying to expand true love into the idea that it can involve all kinds of love, including sister love, family love. The thing I was most excited about in the big high-level ideas of, like, why write Frozen 2 was the idea of expanding the definition of true love maybe to finding your place in the world. So Show Yourself, the idea for it, we knew this is the moment that Elsa finds her place in the world. The getting there took about, it took years, but just working on the song, from the time we were working on the song to the storyboard, it was like an 8-month saga. And it had to be the culmination not only of Frozen 2, but Frozen 1 as well. So all of the movies, Frozen 1 and Frozen 2, had to culminate in this song that happens in a glacier. And we also needed to really, really find the reason in a poetic way that Elsa finally realizes this is her place and the purpose in the world. And it could get really reductive, right? It could get very like, oh, she goes inside ice and then she finds herself.
Yeah.
So just the setup, you maybe have seen a battle with a water horse. Mm-hmm. And she kind of, should I say the line?
I don't know.
I forget what it is. But she realizes, oh my gosh, Atahualpan isn't a river. It's a frozen river. It's a glacier, of course. Every inch of me is trembling, but not from the cold. Something is familiar, like a dream I can reach but not quite hold. I can sense you there, like a friend I've always known. I'm arriving, and it feels like I am home. I have always been a fortress, cold secrets deep inside. You have secrets too, but you don't have to hide. Show yourself, I'm dying to meet you. Show yourself, it's your turn. Are you the one I've been looking for all of my life? So certain, all my life I've been torn. Am I here for a reason? Could it be the reason I wasn't born? I have always been so different. Oh, no, rules did not apply. Is this the day? Are you the way? I finally find out.
That was so epic. It was. I half expect David Muir to walk in right now because he must be hearing this outside this door because we're on his floor. And this is the type of music that really moves you. I mean, and hearing it from you both is so special. I know we've put you on the spot, so you're like,
No, you know what? I just had a deer in the headlights where I was like, we've rewritten it so many times.
And that's what I saw.
That I had forgotten which lyric ended up in the movie. Yeah. There were so many different, which is why
so we almost got a secret.
Sorry about that if I went off mic.
No, that's okay. I think that's the beauty of doing this. That's what we're learning right now, is that it isn't always the one that you intended, right? Or the one that you first remember. And I think that's really, for people that are listening to this, they've now heard the final one. This is the stuff they want to hear. Now, Bobby, would you, if you had to, because I'm not going to ask the obvious, would you consider yourself more of an Anna or an Elsa?
I'm definitely an Elsa.
You're an Elsa?
I'm an intern. I'm sort of introverted. I'm kind of shy.
But he has the superpower to be able to write these songs and write these melodies. Though I think the best world for everyone, we're all trying to get our Anna and Elsa in balance, right? So he's definitely got Anna parts of himself too. And I love when they come out. I love when he comes out and like does his happy dance or
right
whatever. But I'm definitely more of the Anna and he's more of the Elsa.
I imagine so. I see some Patty in you, like Mira, and I just have like that, you know, like that feeling. But when you do something like, then if we can do, can we do a part of Into the Unknown? Is that a possibility? Because I'd imagine you both have to feel your Elsa while you're writing.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you have to fully put yourself in that place.
Well, we should set up the voice.
You're doing the Oz.
I'm doing the Oz. Elsa is hearing this voice that only she can hear. And it's calling her away from the life she knows. It is done in the movie by Aurora, who's an amazing, amazing pop sensation from Norway.
And also has this ability to do something called kooning, which is actually an ancient shepherdess call that they used to use. Each different shepherds would have, or shepherdesses would have different calls, and that's how you would call your specific cows home. It's pretty cool stuff. But it's really high. It's like this, that...
Oh, wow.
Like, it's really high stuff.
So you are not going to be doing that in the...
Aurora. This is not my forte. I'm sorry, I'm going to butcher it. It goes like this. What she's hearing is, ah, right? So the song starts. It's the middle of the night.
She's
hearing this voice call her out of bed.
Her eyes pop open. Some look for trouble, while others don't. There's a thousand reasons I should go about my day and ignore your whispers, which I wish would go away. Oh, you're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ears. I heard you, which I don't. I'm spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Into the unknown. Into the been keeping me awake. Are you here to distract me so I make a big mistake? Or are you someone out there who's a little bit like me, who knows deep down I'm not where I'm meant to be? Every day's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that longs to go into the unknown, into the unknown, into the unknown? Oh, are you out there? Do you know me? Can you feel me? Can you show me?
Spontaneous clapping. Have to. I can't. Yeah, that was pretty wild.
That's a very hard song to sing. I gotta tell you.
Did it beautifully, though, especially in this dry room and doing it. And all I could think was how much I'm enjoying this and how talented and beautiful and wonderful. And I thought, I wonder if their 10 and 14-year-old are like every other teenager and don't like hearing their parents sing. Does that happen to you guys?
You know, they get so much of it.
Yes. Are they ever like, can we not today?
I mean, sometimes. But they actually, the other night we were taking an Uber home from somewhere. And they all now know how to harmonize. So we all started harmonizing Annie Lennox's Sweet Dreams, our mate, like just spontaneously. Because now the 10-year-old can do like do 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 do. And so the Uber driver turned to us at the end and he was like, I've never seen anything like that. Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Can we do just a little Olaf? Can we just have some fun with some Josh Gad?
I thought about that. Let's see.
I don't know if I'm asking too much, but I'm having far too much fun.
Song. That's easier to
okay,
sing.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah. Whatever works with you. We're just grateful that we're getting any of these opportunities.
Oh, you want me to be? I'll be the reindeer.
Sure. Okay. I don't know if we'll get that far.
Okay.
Give me some ballad.
Wondering if I should follow. You had to go, and of course it's always fine. I probably could catch up with you tomorrow. But is this what it feels like to be growing apart? When did I become the one who always chasing your heart for the first time? Now I turn around and find I am lost in the woods. North is south, right is left. When you're gone, I'm the one who sees you home. But now I'm lost in the woods, and I don't know what path you are on. Lost in the woods.
I love it. That makes me want to slow dance so bad, you know, just like arms
good,
out. Yeah.
Good. Just let the boys feel their feelings.
Right.
Feel your feelings, boys.
Okay. I don't know how much longer we even have you or if we can do final or.
So I wanted to tell you guys. Okay. So we were talking about with Let It Go, we were playing a mathematical game of holding back the tonic of and
the so tonic is like the home key chord of Let It Go, right, so you don't get to. That's the first time you hear that chord in that song,
right? You have to go through a whole journey of holding back, and then you finally get to it. With Into the Unknown, what is happening is the first time you go into the unknown, that is an octave leap. So it's what you know, the safe octave.
Right.
Then you go into the unknown, step your toe out, open that window just a little bit out of the bounds, and then into the unknown. Is that an 11th?
It's an
11th. Like you really are like, I'm going over the boundary. I'm going way over the boundary.
It's meant to tell that story of what she is asking herself to do.
And so it's the
even
story
within
of the
music.
Of the whole movie, in a way. Right. It's the story of, okay, I've been safe here in my safe octave, but I know I need to step a toe out.
But I'm Idina Menzel, and I am not going to come up. Right?
And then I'm just going to fly out of there and into the unknown, which is scary. The is a really scary leap to take with your voice, too. And you don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if you're going to die. You don't know if you're going to crack. You don't know if you're going to end up on the floor. And that is also what's happening with our characters when they go into the Enchanted Woods.
And that really, though, is driven by you. That's the most powerful suggestion you made, right? Because it was already done. It's not like somebody came and told you. So you did have that power over this in that way.
Well, we do it, it's such a collaboration.
Sure. But I mean, you came in and said, here's this, that was written already, I assume.
Oh, yeah. Well, when we knew we were going to write a song that was what does she want, but she can't really want, she's always been a princess who's not allowed to want anything, right? Because she's mythic and she has to hold
everything for everybody. But here is this voice calling her away, and she needs to know what it is. Not only because it's calling her away, not only for her kingdom, but because something in her gut says it's where she belongs.
Mm. And that's the power of the story and the growth that these two young ladies, you know, find themselves in is
right.
really.
But it's also a story, and this is Jennifer Lee's phrase, but love isn't fragile. True love isn't fragile. True love allows each person to find their own path and to go where they belong, and you still have that love. And I also think that growth is a really important part of true love, allowing for that growth and learning to listen to your gut while also maintaining those connections.
Well, we hope that you both keep maintaining those connections and loving and playing for us for very many years to come. I'm sure everyone listening is just geeking out as hard as I am right now.
I am so hoarse. We had a birthday party last night.
Well, sometimes that's even better from what I'm... Well, we really appreciate you taking
the time.
Thank
you so much. We're really grateful that you're having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ginger Z.
Kristen Anderson Lopez, Robert Lopez, thank you for giving us that extremely intimate and special performance of those songs. And a big thanks to all of our Frozen storytellers for making this whole podcast happen. Can't believe it's wrapping up. Thank you all for listening, and make sure you stay subscribed so that you can be the first to know about our next project. Inside Frozen 2 is a production of ABC Audio and Walt Disney Animation Studios, written and produced by Matt Wolf, with additional production by Trevor Hastings, Gabriel Stewart, Gabriel Guy, Andrew Page, Dana Schaefer, and my personal favorite Frozen fan, Samantha Winnick. Executive produced by Heidi Ohringer, and special thanks to Abe Velez and Josh Cohen at ABC. Oh, and Amy Astley, of course, at Walt Disney Animation Studios. I'm ABC's Ginger Z.